When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 6:20. It's time to talk to political analyst Blois Olson. I made the time. It's so exciting when I can hit 6:20 just right. So I'm excited about that this morning, Blois. Isn't that a big deal when you hit the 6:20?
Yeah. You know, I think Jimmy's probably more excited, right? Now let's talk an extra 3-4 minutes
and ruin
back
it
off schedule. Yeah.
Look at the time. Let's go.
Exactly. Oops, it's almost 6:21. Okay, so yesterday with the MLK holiday, you saw Democrats and a lot of talk tied into voting rights legislation and what Dr. Martin Luther King stands for. Today, the Senate is set to launch debate on it. And in front and center, Kristen Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia. They just won't budge, Blois.
Well, they won't budge on the filibuster, and they need to move on the filibuster before they can, you know, vote on voting rights legislation. And, you know, these are the rules of the Senate. They've been the rules of the Senate for a long time. But, you know, it brings up a broader topic that I think is starting to show up in some data and some polling. Gallup has come out with its annual kind of snapshot on where Americans are politically. And what they found is that it's been very steady ideologically. People who consider themselves conservatives, people who consider themselves moderates, people who consider themselves liberal, haven't changed a lot in the last 4 to 8 years. However, which party they identify with because of their values flipped in 2021. More people now identify as Republicans than identify as Democrats, and that was opposite a year ago. And I think that is where you watch these national issues, these debates, is where do you change the rules? Who do I identify with? Who's speaking more my language? And that's really the challenge in all places, but really in Washington. And this is one of those issues. People probably do support the voting rights legislation, but do they support changing the rules of the Senate to do it? And because Democrats do, are they more aligned with Republicans? And Senator Amy Klobuchar will be front and center on this voting rights piece. The last piece that you have to keep in mind here is that as long as this issue is alive, it is also a motivating issue for Democrats to get their base out to vote, that they need, you know, they need to pick up seats in the Senate to pass legislation like this. And they need those energizing issues in 2022.
So the name Rich Stanek, of course, we know him as former Hennepin County Sheriff. His name has been floated around for months as a possible candidate for governor on the Republican side. Now this is starting to gain some momentum. Are people starting to think that he may enter this race?
Well, I think his name is out there. And last night I got my hands on a poll that is clearly testing his entry into the governor's race. Sources that are close to Rich Stanek say that, you know, this is not him running the poll. It is probably supporters of Stanek's running the poll. But it's very clear that some of his supporters think that he would be the best person to challenge Tim Walz. Now, Kendall Qualls entered last week. We're a few weeks away from caucuses. It would take a very late and energetic entrance. And so it may be a case where if he sees whoever the Republicans nominate as being weak or beatable in his eyes, then that's why he would get into the race. But we have a copy of that poll in the Morning Take today.
Bonding takes center stage today. Governor Walz and Lieutenant Governor Flanagan are going to be visiting a bonding project here in the metro. The Senate Bonding Committee are going to be visiting several sites. What can you tell us about what we can expect in this legislative session?
Well, this is supposed to be a bonding-only session, but we'll have a supplemental budget. I would expect some sort of mix of paying for projects with some of the cash, the $7 billion plus that we have. And then I think Governor Walz will put out a pretty big number today. I think it'll be well over $1 billion. Interest rates are low. It's a considered jobs. And then you put in the federal infrastructure money that we're getting, and the state's going to get kind of more bang for its buck when it comes to matching those dollars. So I would expect the number to be big, and then I would expect legislative leaders to posture. But if there's one thing that will be popular this year, I think it is bonding, and I think Republicans and Democrats will generally come together. It might take till the last minute, but I think they'll generally come together on bonding.
It's 6:25. We're talking to political analyst Blois Olson. Blois, last question here. Pete Stauber announced that he will be launching his reelection campaign for Congress. We spoke with him last week. It's really intriguing to me. I used to think of his district as really Democratic, and you can see the strength of Republicans there. Does he face much of a challenge at all?
There will be a challenge from a DFLer. There's a couple that have kind of nosed around, one that's announced. But no, this is not considered a swing district anymore. Part of that is the shift in ideology. But part of it is that I think Stauber has fit the district and what their values are these last few years, advocating for mining jobs, being pro-union on other issues. He is conservative. He is a Republican, but he hasn't been, just out there on his own as a kind of true red Republican on union issues and other key issues to the district.
Okay. Thank you so much, Blois. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Lavinia.
Okay. Sounds good.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.